Welcome to a new session of Guidestone University. Today in this session, we're going to look at leaders who work with their eyes wide open and why that's so important. I thought about this session, the content we're going to talk today, for the first time several years ago when my son was born. My wife had a C-section, delivery of my son, and so for the first several hours of his life, it was just me and him. I mean, we're together in the nursery, and so I gave him his first bath, and I hung out there with the nurses and with all the babies in the nursery. And it was while I was spending time with him in those very first few hours of his life that I first thought about some of the things that we're going to talk about today. And standing there in the nursery, I actually Googled, when can my baby see? I mean, I wanted to know, can he see me like right now? I mean, I'd heard all these things that babies can't see. In fact, it's weeks, if not months, before they can see. And I wanted to know, can my baby see me? Can this boy who is already so full of life, can he see me? Can he recognize me? When will he recognize his mom? Am I wasting time making faces at him and talking to him? Does he even know who I am? And as he gets older, when is it going to be that he can bond with his older sister who's already fascinated by him? And why does he occasionally cross his eyes? I mean, I had all these things going through my mind. And as I was thinking about those things, when I Googled it, I came up with all of this information about when babies can see. In fact, the Smith Kettlewell Institute says that the vision of a newborn is substantially developed by the time that they're 10 months old. Most infants even have 20/30 vision by the time they're 8 months old. And so for months, I realized that even in those early moments, standing there in the hospital nursery, that for months, my son would function. He would eat, he would breathe, he would sleep, he would laugh, he would cry, he would grow, among all other kinds of things, without being fully aware of everything else that was going around him, because he wouldn't be able to see clearly. And in my work with teams and with organizations, I've witnessed a manager come in and they ask a question, and after just a few moments of conversation, they go out and they make a significant decision, an organizational altering decision that's based on just a few moments of conversation. And in fact, I've been that guy. More than once, I've made decisions without seeing clearly the path ahead. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not advocating analysis paralysis. I mean, where we just beat the thing to death, we make all of these decisions, we have all of these meetings, we waste significant time and energy, and we make very little progress. If we're honest, I think that we all have to admit that the problem is not a vision problem. We can see. We just don't see. And since I can learn from anyone, that's something I've learned over the years, my newborn son, in the early hours of his life, there were three reasons that I realized that great leaders approach their life, work, and their leadership with their eyes wide open. Number one, they learned that what they're looking for is often already there. I've spent times with executives and with people who are leading, even entrepreneurs, small businesses, large companies, billion-dollar corporations, and they're working every moment to build it bigger, to become better, to belong to something differently. And yet when I look at their life and I look at their work, and I'm like, man, you've already been so successful. What are you working toward? And some of them, they articulate the vision and you look around at what's going on and they've already accomplished the vision, but yet they're still working themselves to death and they're working their people to death. And the insatiable appetite of our culture for newer and more, along with the ever-evolving marketplace, continually outdistances any progress that these executives make in their work. Always a quest for something new and something bigger and something better. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm for growth. In fact, every organization that I served with grew significantly while I was there. But if you have intentionally evaluated your vision and your passion, maybe it's time to stop obsessing over them. They're enough. If you're part of a team, maybe it's time to quit looking for another team. If you're in an organization, maybe it's time to quit looking to hop over to another organization. If you're leading a team, maybe it's time to stop trying to get rid of people off of the team and work at developing the people. I mean, people are so valuable and they're worth developing. Try serving the team that you've been blessed with and help them to grow and help them to accomplish their vision. Like my newborn son who frantically searches for a pacifier that's just inches away, you may find that what you're looking for and what you've been looking for is already there. And leaders who work with their eyes wide open realize that what they're looking for is often already there. They just have to recognize it and take the time to slow down and recognize it's already there. Number two, and this is similar to number one, but everything that we're working for can often blind us to the treasures that are all around us. And we're thinking here specifically about relationships. More than once, I cheated relationships and priorities that would have added significant value and would have brought greater fulfillment to my life and my work because I was hurriedly working to improve my organization or my home or the nonprofits that I was working with, the teams that I was working with, my financial position. But effective leaders, leaders who are going through their life, work, and leadership with their eyes wide open, they understand contentment and they have a high level of appreciation for where they are and what brought them there. So every single one of us should spend a few moments, whether it's each morning, thinking about those things that are most important to life, thinking about those things for which we can be thankful, or whether it's on a weekly basis, maybe do a weekly review and we think through that. Maybe it's at a quarterly review. We're going to talk about a quarterly review. In fact, we have a session in 401 about a quarterly review, how to do a quarterly review and how to reflect on things just like what we're talking about here today. These simple disciplines dramatically improved how I approached my life, my work, and my leadership. So number two, everything we're working for often blinds us to the treasures that are all around us. And then number three, today is worth it too. There are people who, in a moment like the birth of their child, they're at the office or they're away on a trip and they totally miss the birth of a child. And I thought about those things as I'm standing there in the nursery with my son. It was almost as if time was standing still and there was nothing else in the world that was more important than that moment and those few precious moments. I mean, even though I wanted my wife to be there, I treasured those moments alone together with my son. See, regardless of what we're working toward, how huge our vision is, how compelling our goals are, how passionate we are about the initiatives that we're leading or the organization that we're leading or the people that we're leading, nothing is a worthy substitute for today. And nothing is a worthy substitute for today's top priorities. No project, no deal, no organization. Nothing is more important than investing in people and creating memorable moments today. I mean, let's be honest. Few things that demand our attention today or that demand urgency today are really all that important. So whatever you do, don't miss today because you're overly focused on tomorrow. See, the way to have a great future is to have a lot of great todays. Quit being a baby, right? Open your eyes, you'll find more clarity and more focus than you ever thought possible. So leaders lead with their eyes wide open. They realize what we're looking for is often already there. They realize that the work that we're doing often blinds us to the treasures that are around us. And they realize that today is worth it too. And I want you to think about today. In fact, take a few moments and just write down, how can I be more aware of what's going on around me? Number one, in my work. Number two, in my relationships with people. And number three, with the top priorities that I have in my work today. And here's what I want you to do. Shoot it to me in an email and I'll respond right away. I respond to every single email and I'd love to respond to you right away. And we'll look forward to seeing you in the next session of Guidestone University.